UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Wipe up your booty and move on. All right, change out the diaper.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Back in my day, I hit Dr. J right in the penis.
And James Strebel.
Hopefully we come back to Spain and John Calipari and DJ Wagner didn't elope while that happened. But, you know, we'll see how this all occurs.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, if they played the first game instead of the last game, it wouldn't take me as long to get my 100 from Blankenbaker.
Is the bet going to happen again this year?
Are you kidding? There's no way he's going to do that. He's scared to death of what's going to happen this year. Now, next year, he might. We might be able to return the wager a year from now, but there's no way. I mean, he's not the brightest bulb on the tree, but he's not that dumb.
Part of all of that sound there on the open is Blankenbaker telling somebody to move on. When half the Dieter show today
was Clemson.
Everything else.
Blankenbaker is playing Living on a Prayer today. That's what he's doing. He's playing Living on a Prayer. He's playing the hits. Oh,
we're in studio. We're not in the mobile. In the actual Liquor Barn Studios. Hanging out with you, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman.
Hello,
on this Tuesday. I'm about to go under the table here, a little under the table. Let's see what's going on under the table. Make sure everything's...
As is tradition.
Yeah, yes. Just making sure everything's okay.
Jack has a nice IU shirt on today.
Yes, he does.
Yep, he's ready to go.
You can't tell if it's new or musty. They all look the same.
They do. Yeah, they're all the same.
You'll like this, Jack. Many, many years ago, Cooper Hassan's dad, you may remember this, Strebel.
Oh, I remember hearing about this.
Cooper Hassan's dad brought in an old, musty, it was like a, you know, like jean, like a jean
denim?
Jacket. Yeah,
like denim,
denim
jacket.
That's what I was thinking of, jean. Like a denim, it was a denim long sleeve IU shirt.
Oh,
and it
boy.
Was like a double XL or something ridiculous. So it kicked around in my trunk.
Oh, you had it in your trunk.
Of my car, yes.
Yeah.
For many years, and then it fell out. And Jack, this summer I've been using it to clean my lawnmower.
Oh, there you go. So it's still being used.
It's being used.
Yeah, exactly.
It's being used.
You didn't throw it away.
I didn't throw it away.
You said, yeah, I could give this a Big Easy, but
reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly. You love the earth.
I mean, Big Easy only wears like the finest Italian brand.
Yeah, well, that's a good McCray point.
Denim long sleeve IU shirt. I'd wear it just to be funny.
You wouldn't wear an IU shirt to be funny.
Around the office, I would.
No, you wouldn't. I don't think. Why? You don't need to say that. No one thinks you will. You don't need to say that.
You did wear the pants.
I did wear the pants. That was a bet.
So you got your My Morning Jacket shirt.
I do, yes.
Surprised you still back them after what they did this weekend.
Well, yeah, COVID.
The flu?
What are we doing here?
They bailed on you.
They did.
They bailed on you.
I was going to go to that show.
They bailed on your wife. Well, guess what you didn't do?
I'm going to go when they reschedule it.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, so 437-9680. We're going to do our top 10 Tuesday. I'll tell you here in a few minutes what's about you. So we'll get to that.
That's fantastic.
Well, you're going to have to think. We'll help you, but you're going to have to think a little bit.
I'll get a pen.
Yes, go ahead. ACC scheduling. You have seen this, which is also too bad.
Yeah.
That Justin Rowland has given his UK prediction. Jack, have you seen the UK prediction now that you're following JR?
I have.
Okay, wow. So everyone's seen it.
Okay.
Strieble has seen it. I asked Strieble today, Jack, what are you burning on? Rowland. Rowland. So
we have like the same.
Yeah, you're boring. You're bummed.
It is.
Both
it's,
of you are bummed.
It's basically
so
the same.
We'll get into that. Penny Hardaway on Amani Bates.
Oh boy.
Do we have to do
more Amani Bates? How many weeks? We got to talk about Amani Bates.
Hopefully this is the end or somewhere.
Well, it could be
there.
The beginning, because if he's on the team, then we're going to have to keep talking about him.
And then, Jack, at some point today, Mangus on 93.9 is having Satterfield.
Oh.
I don't know when. Hopefully, Satterfield is a little bit more entertaining than he was on Drew's show earlier this week.
Don't ask
so
him about Adidas.
If he says anything, we'll let you know. No, how does that sound?
Pat will run over and say, I got a clip for you,
Pat,
brother.
Pat will run over, brother.
Avery's cutting it right now.
He's cutting the sound right now. Everyone's cutting the sound. So that's going to happen as well. 437-9680, like I said, hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios on this Tuesday. A couple different things. By the way, Paulo Del Piccolo will join us now at about 4:45.
Oh,
didn't want to forget that as well. And I've already reached out to Jason Entz.
Oh, for some questions.
Like, yeah, PDP, question mark, well, nothing back from Ents.
Oh, I guess he's busy at
He's
going to
do this whole thing where he's like, I had three projects dumped on my lap.
Dumped in my lap.
Dumped on my lap at 1 p.m. today.
I got to do them all.
I don't have time to talk soccer.
I'm a one-man crew here.
I'm a one-man band. I don't have time.
I don't have an assistant, but I should.
Okay, so I want to lead with this. It's rare that I feel like every gas bag, the thousands of gas bags, in the city of Louisville on the radio right now.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's going to lead with the same thing, and that is the shuffling of the schedule for U of L. Am I wrong there?
You guys all feel that, don't you? With the lack of sports information coming out in the area, that's something that people can latch on to and talk about. It's something substantial that they could talk about.
By the way, your boy TJ Walker's on Twitter again.
What's
today.
He doing now?
He's just battling Louisville fans
over
the scheduling change within the ACC.
Why? What is there? There's nothing to battle about.
I don't know. I looked down and I saw if we wanted to raise our profile, we'd get rid of Louisville. I saw it and I just kept scrolling.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I saw it and I kept scrolling.
Don't do this, TJ. That's not no.
Well, who are you to say? You're an assassin.
I'm not a warrior. I'm not one of these people who's like, get Louisville off the schedule. They stink. No, play them. Beat their ass. It's funny. No, we shouldn't drop Louisville because they hurt us. No, we keep Louisville because we hurt them. Do you ever think of it that way? Think of it that way. Say, well, how does this benefit Kentucky? No, how does this hurt Louisville? Beating their butts every single year puts them through pain and anguish. They cry and they whine about it. Keep the damn game. It makes me feel good.
Anyway, so
you and Issel shared that take today.
But
Issel doesn't.
He doesn't like me. That's fine.
I mean, I think it's very clear.
That's fine. I still like him.
I mean, that's sad. At one point, you could have had this relationship with Issel.
Yeah.
And you have squandered that opportunity.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know.
I understand.
Does your dad know this?
No.
Does your dad know that you've squandered an opportunity
does
with
Kellen?
Does
Kellen know this?
Does Kellen know this? We need to call Strieble's dad at some point and tell him that. He'll be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Think of that.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. If he takes runs at everybody, he wants to take run at me, too. That's perfectly fine. I actually am proud of it. I mean, you know,
I don't believe you. I don't believe him,
any
Jack.
Pub is good pub. You know what they say. Yeah, if Dan Issel's crushing me, I'm doing something
right. Yeah, well,
at least he knows
you're doing something.
Yeah,
you're doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're going to the ACC, and if you're a Louisville fan, you've obviously seen this, and they're going to do it for, what, four seasons? Or at least they have the four mapped out, and we'll see exactly what happens. And just go on Twitter, if you want, and look at what Louisville's schedule could be 2026. In fact, Jack, I saw you retweet Mangus while you were on the air with us here. If you want...
Wow! Yeah. You're retweeting... Whoa!
I opened up Twitter...
And the first thing I see is a Mark Dennis tweet saying the schedule.
Oh, well, go ahead. What's the potential schedule for U of L in 2026?
Well, no, but there's a very me angle to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you
Jack did the right thing. Yes, this is one thing I want to talk about. Go ahead.
Yes, they play Clemson, Miami, Georgia, Florida State, Notre Dame, and Kentucky.
I'm surprised Mingus put that on the list. I thought Kentucky was an afterthought. Well, I mean, Kentucky's part of the tough schedule.
This is the actual afterthought, because I quote tweeted and said, and Indiana.
Yeah.
Because they're in Bloomington in 2026.
Well, that's a win. I'm sorry, it's a win. If Tom Allen's still there, it's going to be bad.
It won't be Tom Allen.
No. Well, by that point, it might not be, but he's there for a few more years.
It'll be Jack Grossman.
It'll be Wilson. Yes. He'll be the coach. Kevin Wilson,
that's it.
No, Wilson was the neighbor of Tim. Okay,
Tim Allen.
Tom Allen, Tim the Tool Man, Allen. Tim the Toolman Taylor,
yep.
Wilson.
Okay,
That was how we got to that terrible joke. That
I thought you were talking about
show.
Kevin Wilson, too.
Not Kevin Wilson, who's being sued somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
Probably still by Indiana.
So Louisville's going to have their primary opponents are Miami, Georgia Tech, and Virginia. And so I ask you guys this, 4-3-7-9-6-8, and then obviously the other games are going to be, you know, home and home are going to be cycled through. And this is, I mean, to me, seeing it in a four-year snapshot, 23, 24, 25, and 26, I mean, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, on the surface, I think it's great. On the surface as well, you have, and you know this, you have a couple different rivalries that you want to keep intact. You have, I mean, if you care, you got Virginia Tech and Virginia. If you care, you got NC State and North Carolina.
Yep.
If you care, you got Duke and North Carolina. If you care, you got Clemson and Florida State. Hell, even Clemson and NC State.
Yeah.
And you get Florida State, Miami. And so for what the ACC says they care about, now we can get into that overall angle if
right.
you like it, if you don't. At some point today, I mean, I'm just going to be, to me, it's going to be more of a talking point if the SEC ever did this.
Oh, 100%, yes. Look,
because this is the reason the ACC should do this is, besides some of the, and I know you hate it, the Florida schools and the North Carolina schools, there's a lot of flexibility within the league, and there aren't just a lot of just smackdown rivalries.
Right,
like,
let's
just be honest about it, okay?
Yeah, there's a couple.
So, of course, the ACC should be out and be near the top of conferences that would do something like this. So that's an angle that we can get into today, whether you like it or not. The reaction on the Louisville side, and I don't know what it is, okay?
Okay.
Here is one thing that I even had to tell Blank when we were all sitting around, eating some free food today.
Ooh. I saw some of the remnants of it.
Oh,
it's
yeah, there's
gone.
Some remnants.
Yeah, but most of it's gone. It's like sauces.
I mean, I think that Louisville, Miami's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a team in there that is a lesser than. And if you're Louisville, you have Georgia Tech. It's a fertile ground to go recruit in the Atlanta area. It's easy to get there. Driving, 40-minute flight. It is easy to get to Hotlanta.
Yes.
Okay. And the fun one is Virginia.
Well, we were talking about this earlier.
Well, and because Strebel texts me, and this has maybe been a little bit of the gruff here.
Okay.
Or what I found interesting. Because Strebel organically said, well, this is pretty good for Louisville.
Yeah.
And you could have that opinion. You could look there and you could say, well, hell, Georgia Tech, you obviously have respect what you're doing right now recruiting, that it's going to be better than Georgia
Tech.
Than
what they're going to do, right.
You can have that conversation, okay? You can have the conversation of Miami, that the ACC must think pretty damn good of Louisville's uptick and Miami's uptick,
right,
with Mario Cristobal taking over there,
yeah,
that this is going to be a valuable, fun game. That's how I see it.
Oh, 100%.
I see that fun as hell, playing Miami. You've had some great moments against them. You've had some bad moments against
Jaren
them.
Jaren Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, go back. Devin Hester would be.
Devin Hester was a good one, too.
Maybe
yeah.
more of the
I would
one.
Say that's what most people would
yeah.
think
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yes, also Jaren Williams.
Was funny.
I mean, that was bad. Louisville was embarrassed in that game,
yeah.
okay? What I find interesting is that the Louisville, and this is where Louisville is now, and they know this with Satterfield, and they know this because the recruiting helped save everything around this.
Yes.
And maybe this is how I've changed. But when I look at that, the reaction from many people is, this is good for Louisville.
It's
and
easy.
I say, yes, it's better than having, and I could probably give you a couple other schools. But part of Satterfield's revival, okay, the synagogue of Satterfield.
Synagogue of Satterfield.
Will, okay?
I like that, yes. I didn't know he's a tribe member,
is changing the narrative around these teams.
Yeah.
I did this really quick. I mean, Louisville's 0-2 against Georgia Tech. Their time in the ACC. Louisville's 3-4. They have a losing record against Virginia.
I knew that one.
In the ACC. Louisville's 0-2 against Miami. Their three opponents, they're 3-8 against.
That ain't good.
Okay, now, they're 0-7 against Clemson. You remove them from the schedule. How do you feel? For years, I mean, like, that's the fun here is, how do you feel? Now, in rotation, you're going to get them a couple times.
You'll still see
okay?
It. Yeah.
But Clemson is a litmus test. It would be like if the SEC did this, how do you view it if you're a Kentucky fan?
Right.
Do you want Florida on, or not Florida?
Georgia.
Do you want Georgia? Yeah, who cares right. about Florida right now?
Right.
Do you want Georgia on there?
Right.
And so Louisville has been inept 0-7 against Clemson. We know that. They've also, and they're 500 against Florida State. I think that's the number. I did this very quick. And they've had some big moments. Like, to me,
yeah, the game day
outside
was
of
major.
Once you got past Jameis Winston, okay?
Right.
If you're a Louisville fan, you feel good about Florida State. What do you think about that? To me, if you gave me one of those, hell, keep Florida State. If you're a Louisville, you don't feel overmatched at all.
Oh, not
okay,
at all.
Okay, about Florida State. But I just have seen, I guess the two things I would pound home, okay?
Yeah. Pound,
pound
it home,
home
yeah.
on a Tuesday.
Pound it home.
Pound home Tuesday is this is what Satterfield, okay, needs to do because you think, well, it's easy. Or you think, I mean, Locke was fighting this, and he's right. People making fun of Virginia. Like, you know, Virginia's beat you four times in right. while you've been in the
yeah.
ACC.
While you've had some good teams,
like,
too.
Yeah,
they
like
beat you when you had some good teams.
You know they beat you last season.
Yeah.
Okay?
When you were up big.
And so, to me, my biggest change is what I'm trying to do is I'm not evaluating Louisville like, oh, they get Georgia Tech or they get Virginia. That's easy for Louisville. That might be the case, but there is nothing that has been done here other than this recruiting class, which we're going to be a couple seasons away. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to be going into season two of the new system of the ACC. That, yes, at one point, I would like to say Georgia Tech, specifically them and Virginia. Boy, they did this realignment. And
Louisville made out great.
This is great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. Miami's going to be good. But you want to go to Miami. You're recruiting against
sure.
Miami. But when I saw that, it was probably one of those things I thought, at some other point, Strebel,
mm-hmm.
not too long ago, maybe, 2-3 years ago, definitely after Satterfield's first year, and if you wanted to write off year number two because of COVID,
yeah,
right?
Whatever.
Then I could have said a year or two ago, I could have said, well, this is great. I'm not, that's how much proving needs to be done to me that I look at them in 2023 having Georgia Tech, Miami, and Virginia. And I'm like, that's what I told Blank today. I go, the way you feel about Virginia, they feel about you.
Which is a great way to put it, because they're beating you.
Well, I mean, Kentucky has dealt with that for long in the SEC?
Yeah. Missouri and South Carolina.
Missouri. When you see historically, if they realigned everything and gave you three like opponents for the next 4 years in the SEC,
right,
and Florida was one of them,
they'd be like, oh, good, Kentucky.
You would be looking at Florida saying, we got something for you, Billy Napier.
Right, right.
And they would be in Gainesville saying, at least they cut us a break by giving us Kentucky.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yes.
And that's what Louisville's going through.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first times since they redid this that I'm like, I'm just washing myself of everything, of all sins.
Right.
And we'll see what happens.
Just sit back and observe.
Well, I mean, if you look at, if I give you what, Miami, Clemson, Florida State, Virginia, and Georgia Tech, Louisville in the ACC, 7-19.
That's stunning. I didn't know it was that lopsided. But if you think about it, like Louisville, you're right, and the numbers don't lie.
Take that back. They beat Miami one time in Bobby's first year, Corbin Lamb.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay.
It's a fluke win.
So, like Bobby Petrino embraced
Tom Jurich.
He did.
But you guys know what I'm saying,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You are not in the rescheduling of things. You are many of the teams in the ACC that you put into a hat and say, what do you do with these teams?
And Louisville's one of those
year
teams.
Year in, year out,
yeah.
Are these teams going to be good?
Yeah,
basically,
no, okay.
Anyone that's not Clemson or on Tobacco Road.
Basically.
Yeah, no. You
basically.
Know, it's just...
I don't trust... And again, I don't trust North Carolina. So, no, again,
I don't either, but those are just easy. Yeah, you put them with the other North Carolina.
But, right. Well, North Carolina's easy. They play NC State, they play Duke. You know that. Every year.
Yes.
We know what's going to happen. Have those matchups, right. But like Virginia, they get North Carolina. Like I'm having the same. I'm in Virginia, I'm like, why would I be scared of? Why would I be scared of UNC?
Right. I mean, because you know, while Mack Brown had that really good first season there, you know, last season they kind of stepped back, and then before that, what was it? Larry Fedora and his abs didn't do very well in North Carolina either. But no, you're exactly right. It just
you look like a fedora guy. Your brother does. Your brother ever wore a fedora?
Not that I've seen.
Your brother is a fedora guy.
I've never seen
him. You could see that, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
You could see that.
I tried a fedora on once, and it didn't work.
It looked terrible.
I was at a store, and I put one on. It wasn't at Kohl's. This is back when I was in college. I was at the mall.
LaGrangerie Mall?
No, Jeff Mall. I mean, come on. I was at the Jeff Mall. So,
you ever been to Jeff Mall before, Jack? This is interesting.
I have, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
It's an interesting place.
What do they have there? Is it still popping? I don't think
it
is. Malls aren't popping anymore.
In over a decade. I can't tell you the last time.
You haven't been to the J Mall in a decade?
No, I can't tell you the last time I've been.
Shame on you. This is why Roush dominates you.
Yeah, he can stay over there. I don't care. He's fine. I'm very happy with where I am.
Just tossing.
No, I'm just not saying
it.
I'm
battling with Roush.
I'm not battling.
He doesn't even know
it. No, you started battling with Roush on behalf of me.
I started it.
Had nothing to do with it.
I started it, but
I had nothing to do with it.
You picked up the mantle and you ran with it.
I
was a quarterback. I handed it off because we're in Jack's Eddie Grand's offense.
We are, yes.
And so I handed it off. Also, yeah. NIL guru Eddie
right.
Grand.
Oh,
and I just
God.
And I just hand, I just hand.
The dribble's just moving.
Three more yards. I've got one more yard to go. It's fourth and one. Go for it with Lynn Bowden. But when you
we're
say
gonna, no, we're gonna throw the deep shot downfield now. Since it's
right,
fourth and one.
That will trick me. Now we'll get up with Terry Wilson dropping back.
Texter wants to know
for Josh Ali.
Yeah.
Texter wants to know if Strebel ever bought any of the Dalton Pence T-shirt hooligan apparel.
No,
you did not
that.
Do that.
No. I haven't bought any Dalton Pence. I was going to reach out to T-shirt Hooligans and be like, "Hey, what about a shirt for me
for the Viper?"
Yeah, no, for me. I want to be on a shirt. Dalton Pence is getting shirts. Biscuit's getting shirts. What about me? I'm a big
shirts.
Voice in the community. I'm on these airwaves in Louisville. What about a Big Rig shirt? How about that? What about that?
Well,
T-shirt
Hooligans? I think it had to go towards a charity. I think that's the.
I can go for a charity.
But I don't think you know. I don't think you. Okay, how do I want to say this? Like, what charity would
St. Jude's Hospital.
Okay, well, there we go.
It's just Strebel smiling, just his face.
Yeah.
And then right under the face, it just says, bum.
Yeah, it'd be great. I don't think they'd work with me because I'm not a Louisville man. But just if you're listening, T-shirt Hooligans, you're not listening to Ennis. But if you were, I'm just throwing that idea out there.
Okay, what's this from?
A Floyd Street Tribal shirt.
This was at 306. Yeah. It says, it's hard to believe Trump could fit through the partition in the presidential limo. Pretty silly thing to lie about, in my opinion.
What?
Did something happen here?
Did Trump, like, crawl through
What happened here with Trump? Is this a January 6th thing?
I know. They had, like, a surprise hearing today.
They're having a hearing today.
That no one knew about. They just showed up and did it, like, started a hearing. Wait,
are you saying, like, the window between you and the limo driver that Trump was going through that? Well, I can see him, even though he's a large man.
Yeah.
That he could fit through that.
He's going to have a large limo. He's the president.
Yeah, but I also could see him go, like, but also.
Why is he crawling through there?
I don't know.
What happened?
Jack's been following
this. Jack, you've been following Trump news?
Yes, I am a Donald Trump correspondent. We will have.
Don't tell Nene.
Yeah.
Right before Del Piccolo.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, Trump at 4:43. Yes.
Right before Paulo Del Piccolo.
Through the partition.
What do we ask Paulo?
Yeah, because
I think last week.
Did he score?
I think last week we did the most boring sports radio interview ever with him.
And I
feel like it was our fault, but I also feel like it was his fault.
Oh, because he gave bland answers.
Well, he says what we need to do is we need to keep scoring goals and we need to stop allowing him.
Yes.
And listen,
like,
I'll accept that if I have Saban or Belichick on, but that's it.
Right.
That's it. That's it. That's we got to tell him that today.
Yeah,
he can't do it again.
Well, who they played this weekend?
He knows we don't know tactics.
No,
so
we don't.
What we need is we need Jason Entz to give us tactics.
Should we ask him about the racing trade? What do you think about that?
Salmon.
Does he back the organization or not?
Do you back racing or...
do you back racing Louisville or not?
Is Ebony Salmon, right?
I believe her name? Yes, I believe that's her name. Yes, that's a question for him. I'll write that
down. Texas says, Rig looks like an Ed Hardy guy. Funny story on Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
I know a guy that had like 50... That somehow got 50 of, like, the Ed Hardy hats.
Really?
And this
Those
is
some ugly hats, man.
This is somewhat recently.
He has Ed Hardy hats now?
Hang on. I don't know how he acquired them.
Okay.
But he resold them for like $80 a pop.
Really?
On the internet.
He had like 30 of them
and he sold them on. He made bank.
I didn't know. There are still people willing to pay that much for Ed Hardy stuff.
I had no idea.
Remember Ed Hardy, Von Dutch?
It's an odd world out there, man.
It really is. There's still people out there in like probably California like, I still got to get my Ed Hardy gear on. And well, good for him that he's able to make money off of that.
Texas says you should get a shirt that says, I'm a whiny bee.
I don't think they'd make that one. I don't know, maybe they would, but I'm not gonna wear it.
I mean, that's fine if we did that with Strebel, but he doesn't whine as much as Louisville fans.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I'm not that whiny.
So the ACC schedule stuff is out. I don't know if there are any hot takes. Obviously, if Louisville, you know, in these next couple recruiting classes does what fans are hoping they do. You know, some of the schools are interchangeable. You'd imagine you would be able to do what you need to do against Georgia Tech. Again, that has not happened. You would imagine you would do, you'd be able to be right there with Miami. Again, you've lost the last couple. You would think that beating Virginia would be something that at this point, going into year eight, whatever it is, nine in the ACC, that we wouldn't be talking about. This is the reality that you're in. This is now what's Scott Satterfield has to recapture that in a couple years, 2 years, you know, 2-3 years, you look at what the ACC did and they're like, we're going to reshuffle because Louisville is a lot better than what we thought. Because perhaps Miami
right
is even better. I mean, is actually become. I mean, Merrill Cristobal is going to get guys.
He's got
Miami's getting
that.
Guys.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
Is not going to be an issue here.
No.
So we'll see what happens. You're the ACC. You're the exact conference that needs to do something that other conferences are dragging their feet on,
right?
Like the SEC, and good on them for doing it.
Well, just real quick, it's almost like a second chance for Louisville to do something in the ACC, like a second act. Because let's all be honest, the first act outside of Lamar Jackson's Heisman Trophy was disappointing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think Louisville fans have been disappointed with their performance in the ACC. Now you get new life. You get a schedule that you think you like, where you get Clemson taken off every year, which you hated playing because Andy said they're 0-7. But again, these teams that you think are so easy have winning records over you.
That's the problem.
Let's see what you can do with this second chance, this rebirth. rebirth in the ACC and rebirth in recruiting and Scott Satterfield's career at Louisville and do something with it. It's a very similar situation that Kentucky was in when Tennessee and some of the other teams in the SEC East were on their ways down, and make some headway here.
I want to get into that. We're going to get into that specific take in the 5 o'clock hour. Here's what happened. Trump attempted to pull the steering wheel to go to the Capitol on January 6th.
What?
Well, what do you mean, what? I mean, that's...
Wasn't he in the... I thought he was in the White House the whole time.
I don't know. We need to get some facts on that.
Not that it matters,
but... he probably had his limo. He's probably out and about.
Yeah, maybe we're looking at the crowd, seeing what's going on. I find...
He wanted to go.
Here's the thing. If the presidential motorcade was out, don't you think that would have been pretty noticeable? Because if Trump said, hey,
it's a great point,
I'm just going to go out in a limo, they're not going to let him do that. Like Secret Service.
I'm reading the text line. I don't know. I figured you would know this. I figured you'd be in the pool today or on that big deck with a couple Bush lights catching us up on politics.
No, I wasn't. I knew the hearing was going on today.
He was on Couch Illustrated.
I was on Couch Illustrated a lot today. There's a lot of news coming down. A lot of recruiting stuff, picking up steam. So I was,
on Couch Illustrated today?
At least 30 minutes.
Did you go to Card Chronicle at all?
No, today did not.
No Louisville blogs at all?
No, especially not Card Chronicle. They're not very up to date. They have very musty posts. Like, all it is like... Day 78 countdown to Louisville football, and that's it. There's like no news at all.
Texas says, I'm disappointed we lost Florida State and picked up Miami. I totally can see that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think they're judging that Miami's on an uptick.
And Louisville's on an
uptick. I don't think anyone's judging that Florida State is.
No, that's the thing. Like, with Mike Norvell there, like...
But I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe Josh Hurd swings a big you-know-what in the room.
Oh, he does? Josh Hurd.
I've heard that today.
That Josh Hurd
swinging a big... Which is why I said I get why Louisville fans are reacting like that, but the numbers don't bear out the reality.
Up. Yes.
Yes. No, in reality, if I told you, hey, you'd be this far along in the ACC and I'm worried about Virginia, yes.
Yeah, the reality is they're a mid-level ACC team.
I would have been stunned 8 years ago if you would have said that.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
ACC takeover, Andy.
There we go.
ACC takeover is coming. It's coming this time. Not the first time. It's coming this time. Now that things are recalibrated into our favor, now the ACC takeover is going to happen.
I guess it was after he spoke at the Capitol.
Oh, okay. He did make that speech.
He incited the riot there, and then he left. I guess he wanted to go back.
Go back. Like, no.
Circle around the
block.
Circle around the block and do what you got to do.
Gotcha, yes. Because he went up there and he stoked the flames.
Yes, he did.
Of the people in attendance. His people. The Trump people.
We need to get into Giuliani. At some point today.
Which part? I mean, there's so much to get into.
The guy giving him a slap on the back, and he said he felt like he'd been hit by a boulder.
Yes.
Whatever it was.
Where he was on the Masked Singer or whatever, where he's dressed like a clown, and he hopped out of a box. And I was like, what the hell? This used to be America's mayor.
We can get into that,
now he's America's clown.
I should have left it there, Jack. Right there was the break. You're happy with yourself right now.
That was a good joke.
You're happy with yourself. I see you over there. Justin Roiland lets us down, and I want to do a top 10 Tuesday. It's a corny radio thing. It's summer radio, so bleep off.
Yeah.
It's going to involve James Strebel and the rivalry. We'll explain next on this Tuesday on The Take.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the big update?
The big takeaway from it?
Yeah.
Louisville fans are going to be pissed when Bryce Hopkins is good
I already know.
We talked to Mike Pratt.
We got Sidney Curry. Mike Pratt tells us that every day.
And James Strebel.
All I'm saying is Louisville fans are going to wish they had that instead of Sidney Curry lumbering around up and down the court. Bright, and they're going to be crying because Bryce Hopkins said, see you later.
Are you overcompensating? Delivery.com. for bringing some lunch to the studios today. We got Mexa Tacos. How about that? Some good stuff today. Locally owned delivery.com. Delivery.com. They bring the restaurant to you. Use promo code order now for $10 off your next order. Plus, they are hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery and keep your own tips. And if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, reach out right now to delivery.com. Also on the read.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
On the read. This is Phil Baker. This is Phil Baker.
Phil Baker, okay. What'd Phil do?
Smash Zone Baseball.
All right.
I guess they're supporting the Linden Lightning 13 and under tryouts.
Oh, okay.
The first tryout is Saturday, July 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Linden Baseball Park, Whips Mill Road.
There we go.
How about
right.
that?
Little 13 and under baseball, travel baseball
now,
team.
Now, what do you want to do here? Because, I mean, Kellen won big last night, did he not?
Yes.
Didn't New Albany win big?
They won 13-2.
How did Kellen do?
He did good. He did very good. He caught 4 innings, did very, very well.
We don't care about the catching. What did he do with the plate?
He got hit by a pitch.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Then they walked him twice.
Oh, hey, listen.
He got on base.
His on-base percentage is amazing during this All-Star run.
You know who would have liked that?
Who?
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean.
A little Billy Ball.
A little Billy Ball.
Got on base. Yeah, his on-base percentage.
Was Kellen mad he got hit? I mean, was he trash talking after the?
No.
Yeah,
he got hit. He took his base.
Did he have his own pitcher retaliate?
No, there's no retaliation.
You guys throw at somebody, right?
No, no retaliation.
Did you have a little shot of bourbon in the Yeti? No, nothing.
No, this went straight to from your house to the.
Did you talk to the most people out of all the dads?
Oh, I don't know.
When you showed up, it was like, oh, James is here.
No.
Mr. Strebel, old Jimmy, Jimmy's son, old Jimmy, Jimmy Jr.
Is your dad's name Jimmy?
No, it's Tim.
Oh.
Well, it's James Timothy Strebel Sr. I'm James Timothy Strebel Jr.
Well, I didn't know you were a junior.
I'm a junior. Yeah, I'm a junior. So he's Tim.
So is
and
Blank,
I'm James.
I think.
Blank's a junior?
Blank's,
I didn't know
is
that.
Is Blank there? Turn him up. Blank's,
oh, he's in the
he's
building.
He's in Holiday World. No, he's testing the equipment.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Blank.
Hello,
Blank.
How are we doing? How we doing, guys? Everybody doing good?
We're good.
We're
Where
great.
Are you at? Now, you're at Holiday World. We'll be there on Thursday.
Yes.
What's going on? Where are you at right now?
So right now I'm in Thanksgiving, and they put me in like this employee area. Because
nice.
The cabana is not available. It'll be available for you guys on Thursday, but it's not available for me during the sound check.
There
so.
We go. Little cabana.
Okay, little cabana. Yeah. I like a cabana. A nice cabana.
Yeah, nice little cabana. But I'm basically right next to the Voyage, and there's like a Mayflower.
Mayflower.
Like a big swinging ship.
And like a pirate ship. Like that swinging pirate ship, only it's the Mayflower. They brought the
up
pilgrims.
And it goes down, and the Voyage is going up the ramp right now.
Wow.
The
there
lift,
it goes. The lift.
Oh,
the
very
lift
good.
Kid. The lift kid.
That's the worst part of the roller coaster is the lift where you
all
have
right,
to go up.
Blank quickly, what do you think of the ACC stuff before we let you go? What do you think of the ACC?
Yeah, no, I like it in parts. Like I was listening to you guys in the first segment. I hate losing Florida State. I think
I agree.
That's,
yeah,
that's a national program that we've done well against, and we got a little bit of a rivalry. I also hate losing a little bit of like the Wake Forest rivalry. Like if you think about
that's a good
it,
good point. Yeah,
like Louisville has had a lot of really awesome rivalry-esque type things that's happened during the Wake Forest series.
Sure.
So that's something I hate to lose. But overall, you give me Georgia Tech, which is, like you mentioned, a very fertile recruiting ground, easy to drive to. I'll take it. And then Miami's easier to get to than Florida State. And it's actually cheaper to stay in Miami than it is Tallahassee on game day.
Huh.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well,
no, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's all they have. Yeah. Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Right.
It's like $800 for a hotel room in Tallahassee an hour and a half from the beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, that's brutal.
You know, and then you could go to Miami, you're $300, you're in South Beach, it's fine. So I like it overall. Miami's a recruiting area, so I'm overall happy with it. And now we can finally go to Blacksburg and play Virginia Tech. So.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
All right, Blank, we'll check in here in a few. There he is,
right,
out at Holiday World.
Later,
we'll be there
guys.
On Thursday.
Yes.
See you, Blanks. There we go.
How
there
about
we
that?
Go.
It worked. We're in the clear.
Texas says, I bet Strebel thinks his kid getting on base those three times is better than hitting for the cycle.
No.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't think that.
By the way, what it is, I looked it up during the break. Apparently, it was testified. Two of the shocking things today.
I did see this.
Is that Trump grabbed the steering wheel of the presidential limo.
Yes.
He was furious that the Secret Service and White House lawyers were planning on taking him back to the White House. He tried to grab the steering steering wheel from the back seat of the limo. Okay?
Okay. A very Trump thing to do, I think. Yeah.
I'm the effing president. Take me to the Capitol now.
Wow. I'm not surprised at that at all.
Jax is thinking, oh, family dinner.
We got to talk about this over meatloaf.
Thursday night, here we go. Trying to enjoy some hummus, and here we go.
I just wanted some beef stroganoff.
And then Trump threw lunch at the wall.
Yeah, lunch.
Multiple times.
I heard it was ketchup. He got ketchup on the wall.
They used to flip the tablecloth to let all the contents of the table go onto the floor and likely break or go everywhere.
Wow.
Have you guys ever done that in your life?
I've wanted to, whether but I
you're
never
a,
have.
Whether you're a kid or not?
No, I've wanted
you've
to.
You've never done that?
No, because
where everything's been on a tablecloth and you just pull the tablecloth.
And everything remains there.
Well, I mean, you're not a magician.
No,
you're not doing that.
And that's why I didn't do it, because I was like, I'd love to try this and see if I could get it to where all the plates and bowls and utensils stay, but I could never do it because I knew I wouldn't be able to. It'd break everyone. I'd get in trouble. So I didn't want to get in trouble.
So you never wanted to get in trouble?
No, I didn't want to get in trouble.
He threw his lunch at the wall, breaking a porcelain dish.
Oh, not a porcelain dish.
And leaving ketchup dripping down the wall. Well, Nick Valvano's done that.
I want.
Do you see Bear Nose Friday?
I wonder.
The marinara sauce.
I wonder what
dripping
he
down the wall.
Nicky
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump.
You guys think that with the marinara sauce is a joke?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, look at the floors.
There might be just a little marinara sauce on the doorknob.
Yeah,
you never know.
Remember every time we get like the walls painted or like the carpet cleaned or something, we get the talk of, now guys, don't mess up the new carpet. And as we're saying, and there's sauce on the floor.
Yeah. And there's like, we're talking to everyone, but specifically someone in this room, not saying Nick's name, but everyone knows who they're talking to.
There's a lot of guilty people.
Yes.
Texas says, Herd does carry Corleone vibes. Texas says, I was hoping you guys would get a loyal to the bird out of blank.
Oh, man. We
don't worry.
Done
we got
that.
Time.
Okay, we got time.
He's still there if you want to get
it. Now, we'll do that later.
Yeah. I want to get a loyal to the bird out there. Yes. I got to.
Texas says Louisville's 2026 schedule's nuts. Add Georgia, Notre Dame, and Indiana to the ACC. Yeah.
Yes,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Here's the thing with that. Okay, these kids are coming in on 2023.
Yep.
Of course, man, that's when they would be seniors. And
they're
guys,
seniors,
just
yeah.
Guys are not sticking around to their senior year, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. If they're,
whether
if they're,
transfers or they're too good or if they don't go pro, you know,
there's some attrition. There's
going to
be attrition. Yeah,
yeah, that's
absolutely
difficult. If it were a year earlier,
then yeah.
If it were 2025 and you said it would be the third year of Pierce Clarkson.
Right. Then you could say,
okay,
and everyone's intact.
And that recruiting class, and then the second year, if Satterfield can put yet another recruiting class, and if the transfer portal is the way that it is,
right,
that then I could start to sell you. My problem is, man, I'm getting to the point, I'm like, I'm in my 40s then. Like, I'm not selling you 3 years down the road, man.
Right,
because
right.
I need time to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
I need time to stop.
Take a breath.
I don't need to look at 2025 or 2026. That scares me to death.
Yeah.
That's 4 years from now. Jack, you'll be in your 30s.
I'll be 44.
Yeah, Stribble's
mid-40s. I'm mid-40s by that point.
Stribble's mid-40s.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll be 28 then. Ugh.
I'll be 28.
I do like that.
That's horrifying. I'll be 28.
Yeah, it is.
Wait till you're 40, big boy. Yeah, about that.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Texas says, what do you guys
I don't want to be 40.
What do you guys think of the leaked Joe Biden voicemail that came out yesterday about Hunter Biden? Well, which one? Haven't there been a bunch?
There's like a few.
How does Biden get caught on a voicemail? You got to do better than that.
You're president.
You got to do better than that, man.
Or even,
what are we doing? You got
to like your vice. Apparently, this all happened when he was vice president. So it's like
your vice president. You got to do better.
You got
to
do better.
No one paid attention to him when he was VP. I mean, let's be honest.
Obama was the star.
Yeah,
no one knew who Hunter Biden was then.
Yeah,
no,
just kind of moved him along.
Like, oh, there's Barack Obama, the president.
They just knew him from shoulder rubs. That's all they knew.
Yeah.
What? Am I wrong?
Nope.
Oh, shoulder
get
rubs.
A little, you know, too comfortable with people, you know. Creepy uncle vibes. Yeah.
All right, so here, I was thinking this could be a top 10 Tuesday, but then something else. I mean, I don't know. Do we have dueling lists for the rest of the show?
Dueling lists? Okay.
Well, okay, so DJ Wagner gets you all hot and bothered.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, okay?
Yeah,
you've made a living on this on the radio, and
sure.
That's just the way that it is. So I was going to say, with DJ Wagner getting you triggered, the top 10 Louisville, Kentucky moments that triggered James Strebele. Like,
oh,
I want to
wow.
go. I want to go back into the old Strebele archives. It doesn't have to be
that.
Recently.
Yeah. I've got some things for sure.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not worried
yeah.
about that.
Oh yeah, I
because
got stuff.
Jack was like Carly Jones, and I'm like, yes, but. I know there was some good teenage Strebele stuff in some yeah. early 20s. And again, it doesn't have to be directly UK, U of L, like in a game,
right.
but maybe something U of L did.
Something that U of L
yeah.
did or whatever.
Like Kellen
yeah.
will look back and say, if we did this list with Kellen
sure.
in 10 years, he'll say, Mitch Barnhart not adapting to NIL
right.
is the
is
issue
a,
here.
Is a moment that,
is,
I, that really
is a moment that's going to
off.
Trigger. You
yes.
can't do that yet because we don't have all the facts,
no.
even though that's never stopped us before.
No.
And then during the break... You said they're doing what now? The city of Louisville is
oh,
doing
yeah.
what?
They're, okay, so you know those signs, those hometown hero banners
right.
around Louisville, like, you know, Ollie's
right.
Louisville and
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence's Louisville. So they're refurbishing some of the one. They already refurbished the Ollie one. Which obviously you would do that one first for
obvious
reasons.
I think they did the Daryl Griffith one.
They did the Daryl Griffith one. Okay,
that, yeah.
so you know Ollie, Daryl Griffith, those are top of the list. Understand?
They're yeah, I think it's a good thing around the city to keep doing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to refurbish some other ones.
Right.
But they're going to take down some of the like well, older ones.
Why would they do
and
that?
And replace them with new ones.
Well, yeah, but why would they do that? Why can't they just keep adding to it? So who are they taking
down? Not enough
down?
Big buildings is
okay.
the argument. Like they don't have enough like buildings to where you could put them all around. They're going to take
I
some down.
So some people. People aren't special anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like. I now
they
some of the
said.
Men and women they're going to take down are going to be people that I don't care about. Probably.
Right.
I mean, there's a high probability. I mean, put one out here in the studio. We've had Locke's face there for 2 years.
Jason Anderson's
been gone for 3 years.
Neither
in Kansas
one of those
City.
Guys around here anymore.
Guy was gone
on
before.
The
guy was gone before COVID.
Yeah, he was.
Blaine's Louisville.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
You know what? Can we get a Blaine
Sweeney's City?
I don't want me. No, it's Blaine's Louisville.
No, can we get Blank Santa Claus?
Yeah, Blank Santa Claus. That's what
I want Diener's Louisville.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be great. This is big Diener's
Louisville.
I, bug Diener, right
I
there.
Want Diener's Louisville. That's what I want.
Yeah.
So anyway, so who are they adding? Because you told
they
me they're
said.
Oh, so we don't even know?
That you can nominate.
Oh, now we got to do
so
the work.
You gotta, yeah, okay. exactly. You can nominate. It says anyone who nominates.
Typical Fisher.
Yeah.
Typical Fisher.
This is from WDRB.
Okay.
Anyone who nominates someone is accepted. Is expected to lead the fundraising effort for the banner. So if you nominate somebody, not only
Done.
Do you
We're
get to nominate,
it.
You actually have to put
do
the
it?
Money
do have,
up.
Do you have the link?
It's a,
how,
yeah, it's,
how much
just
is
go
it?
To WDRB.com.
Well,
click here.
Click it and send it
all
to
right.
me.
All right, so
just go, I'm hosting the show. Hey,
yes.
Jack, just go to WDRB.com. Oh,
yeah.
Don't worry. We're not hosting the show. I'll just stop what I'm doing.
All right, so here's... It
Can
doesn't
you
say how much they cost or anything. It's got a whole tour.
I mean, do they not have... I mean, we don't know who they're taking down.
No,
we don't know who they
know
want to
anything.
Put up.
It doesn't say. It just said we're
How
taking nominations. It doesn't say. It doesn't
so you
say.
You got to pay money to nominate.
That's what it says. Yes. Partners. Yeah. You had to pay money to nominate. And it's
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's, well, that's because it's going to stop people like me doing
yeah.
what I want to do, and that's nominate John
yeah,
Ramsey.
Anyone. You're expected to lead the fundraising efforts for
Ram
the banner.
It
doesn't say how much, but you're expected to lead the fundraising.
Well, who
so
are
you got to come up with your own fundraising.
What are we doing? Are we doing President James Ramsey? What are we doing here? Neely Bendabudi?
Yeah.
What are the names? I don't know the title.
Max Louisville.
Max Louisville.
Max Louisville.
Max Louisville. Yes, Chris Max. Max Louisville.
We should do Christy Max Louisville.
Oh, man.
She's from here. Yes. Did you know she has family that's little lives in the South End.
I still say Steve's Louisville for Steve Clarkson.
Steve Clarkson's
yes.
Louisville would
no,
be
I mean,
really
I think,
good.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this.
John Calipari's Louisville.
If I gave you
Big Dog's Louisville.
Yeah, Big Dog's
Louisville. If I gave you these two names, should it be who should be first in getting their sign up?
Okay.
Steve Clarkson or Kenny Payne?
Oh,
Steve Payne, one of those games.
I'm going to go Steve Clarkson.
Yeah.
He's doing some work.
I mean,
he's on the golf
Kenny
course,
Payne's
brother.
He's not even going to Spain.
He's on the golf course with Jerry Eaves.
Jerry's Louisville.
Jerry's
yes.
Louisville, yes.
You know what?
Jerry's
World Wide West Louisville.
No,
he's... He got his start at Louisville.
Jerich's Louisville.
Man, that would... That would be perfect.
You have to pay for the banner.
You
have
to
raise the money.
You have to lead the fundraising efforts for the banner.
Okay.
Do we?
Patino's Louisville.
I know. Mm. Louisville fans would actually like that.
Yeah.
Who
I know.
Could? How? Who, which person could we back that we could get 10K?
Man.
From the fan base. And the, here's the thing. I'm so
Shane Bahannon.
I'm so tired.
Shane's Louisville.
I'm so tired of the Jared stuff. But I think as a joke, we could get 10 grand.
We could.
I mean, like,
well, I don't know. Has that passed?
Man.
Did the last, the letter
there's some
ruin it?
There's some lunatics out there,
there
man,
are.
That have some
yeah.
money.
Yeah, you're right.
They're the ones that have started the whole Kenny Payne golfs.
Yeah, rumors.
They're the ones that have done that, yeah. Which is an interesting place to start.
Right. Yeah, start
to
with
start hating your coach before he coaches
the
game.
Even done any
it's honestly predictable.
Because he golfed.
Honestly predictable.
It is.
It's the same thing. Whoever's president is on vacation too much or he golfs too much. That's been the story with every president in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I think the other side,
you're on, he's a, like it was Biden. He's in Delaware again. He's in Delaware again with Trump.
He does like Delaware.
Again.
I've never been to Delaware. He's from Delaware.
Yes, yeah, so he's very into going to Delaware.
Texas says Billy Reed's Louisville. Oh yeah, put that right in the south
absolutely,
end.
Absolutely, yes.
Right there for you.
There's not
you
a big
bums.
Enough building.
No, for
in
you,
the south end.
Yeah, that's fine. We got Starbucks over there.
Yeah, we do have a Starbucks and a Buff City soap.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're moving on up.
I'm not going to make any of those jokes. What is this? What is this?
I have a friend that's very against.
Pachulia. What the hell?
I have a friend that's very against the Buff City soap. He hates it.
Why?
He's like, that's the last
thing. He doesn't want to be clean.
No,
you have a buddy that doesn't want to be clean.
No, he's very, actually, he's like OCD clean.
Let me guess his favorite player is Wayne Turner. This is just a good old Kentucky
no,
boy,
he's not.
Isn't it?
No, he's actually he's like Jerry Seinfeld. He's very clean and like put together and dresses a certain way. But he hates Buff City soap. He's like, it's useless and I hate it. And I'm like, I like Buff City soap. I go there. I get my stuff for my wife there all the time.
What's the last thing you got for your wife there?
I get her, you know,
bath?
The soap whip. She likes she likes that. it's what it's called. It's called soap whip. She likes it, so I get her that. I get her the little crystals you put in the bathtub to make it like fragrant and smell good. I get her some of that. Yeah.
What's the soap whip?
It's like a It's soap, but it's like a jar.
Yeah, I'm more.
Mike would know what I'm talking about.
I'm more with the whip, not the soap.
Yeah,
I know what the soap is, Cerebral.
Yeah,
I more mean the whip part of
like,
this.
Have you ever whipped your wife
with soap?
No, it's like a smoother soap.
Oh, so it's not a.
No, it's a soap. It's in a jar. It's a smoother
why
soap.
Why they call it a whip then?
Because they whip it to make it smooth.
Oh, they do
the
whipping.
They do
the
whipping.
No,
yeah.
You're not bringing the whipping
I'm
home.
I'm not whipping.
Well, I thought there was whipping at home.
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, it's like a smoother soap in a jar.
Gotcha.
She likes that.
I mean, listen.
Is it easy on the skin?
You guys got to do better than Katina Powell's Louisville. Listen, I know.
I didn't even cross my mind.
I know it's there, but
Jordan Fair's Louisville.
Yeah,
I'd rather have Dick Cady's Louisville.
Dick Cady.
That would be even better. Dick Cady's Louisville would be better than Katina Powell.
That's a great poll. Who was most adamant against Dick Cady?
Blanket Baker? He was an IU plant, remember?
Well, trying to think.
His name's on the IU School of Journalism. It's an IU thing. They're lying about this in Bloomington.
Now, there was someone that was like big time on that. And I just can't remember who it was. It may have been Ramrod. Texas says Diane Sawyer's coming down. Jack Harlow's going up. You know, Harlow's going to get one of these.
It's furious.
It's going
Jack Harlow gets one, Master P better get one. He's done more for the community than Jack Harlow. Master P has embedded himself in this community. He needs a sign. Master P needs a sign. P's Louisville. Let's go.
What if Harlow's has him throwing L's up in the photo?
I mean.
Yeah, he's a. Never mind. I'm going to stop. I almost said something really ugly, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
Well, thank you for your self-control.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nicer.
Is it late?
Texter says, it is funny that Jerry Seinfeld is Big Rig's definition of clean and put together.
Well, that's part of his character. No, part of his character is like, no, that's part of his character.
It is, but
he's like an OCD guy.
It's a funny reference. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're factually wrong, but it's still a funny example to use.
They make fun of Jerry because he's thin and he's clean and he's tidy and that's my friend. He's thin. in and he's clean and he's tidy. I joke with him all the time. Like, you're Jerry Seinfeld.
Texas says, what a joke. Imani's Louisville.
We'll see.
Texas,
I don't know.
Says Kenny Payne doesn't have a 502 tattoo. Well, how do you know?
How do you know?
Reuben Owens is Louisville.
Yeah, it's Reuben's Louisville. Louisville. It is. You guys think I'm kidding? I think Steve Clarkson, he's close.
He is close.
He's
no,
close.
He's close.
I saw him going back and forth with
a
fan.
They already have the billboards.
I saw him going back and forth like with a fan. Fans like, you know, like 2026, this is why you're acquiring talent for us, Steve.
Oh,
and
really?
He, you know, it's like, go Cards. And I'm like, it's...
It's just so odd how this dude, this quarterback
this
guru
is my guy.
From the West Coast has just made himself...
The West Coast.
The
GM.
He's the GM. I mean, he's more important than Scott Satterfield to Louisville football.
I mean, you've given this take every day this week.
He is.
Every day.
He is.
Every single day.
It's only day two.
Just every single... Well, you know what? Last week, too.
Gave it last week. Also, yeah.
I mean, we're way late for break, so we'll do that. Issel crushed Strebel. Justin Rowland let me down. We'll do all that next. It's the take on a Tuesday on ESPN 680.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.